we'll continue with our serial. The Secret Life of an Australian Mother is a domestic melodrama in 6 chapters. Last week, we joined our typical suburban family at the breakfast table for some hot chocolate, rat poison, and seal noises. And the youngest member of the family, George, revealed why he doesn't like going to school. Today, George entertains us on the piano, Dad has a late night, and domestic discord breaks out about the milk.
Chapter 2. Present a United Front. Angela, put that away and come have your breakfast. Sleep. Get into the other room. Come on. Come on. Dad. George. George, Dad's asleep. Come on.
Warriors watching people die.
Angie. Angela, come in here. George, get in the other room. George. Shut this door, sir. Dad had a very late night. He came home and ate cheese.
I'm going to blow you away.
No, don't use my fan as a shield.
Don't, Dad. No,
I'm not left handed. I can't let you use my
right arm. I chopped your arm off when you took my head off.
No. Who's that man over there buttering the toast?
An idiot.
An idiot.
We haven't seen a lot of him lately, have we?
No.
Sorry we woke you up, but it's not terribly early.
Well, you could have just shut the door or something rather than leave it open while you both bloody talk.
I shut that door.
No, there isn't. You've got to buy milk every day if you're at home.
Look, can you just please refrain from giving me a sermon first thing in the morning?
You know, home all day.
What? I was not home all day. I was out doing the shopping.
Well, you could have bought a thing of milk. All right, time for piano practice. Okay, that's enough.
Wait, one more.
Sounded good. Come on. George!
Yeah?
Come on, going to school.
I'm coming, for Christ's sake!
Oh, Jesus. Okay, get up.
Stop it, you father.
The Secret Life of an Australian Mother is produced by Stuart Brown, Eurydice Aroney, and Tom Morton, and features George Aroney and Angelo Morton. The sound engineer is Timothy Nicastri.